Greetings, friends. Thank you so much for joining us for our weekly podcast, One-on-One with Jack. And this week is our special guest, Leonard O'Neill. How are you doing, my friend?
So excited. I am great. I am fabulous. I am insanely good.
Yes, absolutely.
I smile and my glasses lift up.
So happy. And this week, our topic is Law of Squares. I was going to say Living the Law of Squares. Yeah, let's understand it and conceptualize it before we start explaining the living aspects of it.
So right, I was going to share my screen. I don't know if I can, but I can just read it off my phone.
Yeah, you should be able to. You've got just as much ability.
Let me see if I can share that. Oh, I can. All right, then let me put this up on the screen here.
Awesome.
And share this. Can you see that? Yes, it's up on the screen, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So literally, the reason I bring this up is because we're going to get into the law of squares, but to understand that you need to understand the base root ideology, because it is we're going to be talking about the substance that is everything in the universe. So this is a quote from Galileo. Okay. Literally using the word philosophy, which is an ancient Greek word. I didn't bring up the meaning of that, but I'll explain it the way the monk did, who was teaching my introductory to philosophy class in college. Philosophy, and I've looked it up, and it's a conceptual word. It's a Greek word that goes back until at least 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. Okay. And the word philosophy, you can see it on your screen, literally is a concept that means the knowledge of love, or the love of knowledge. Okay. So when people associate the word philosophy, they think philosophical thought. So, that just means thinking about things. That's not actually what philosophy means. Philosophy literally means the knowledge of love, the love of knowledge. Okay, so literally he wrote, and you can see when he was alive, 1564 to 1642, that philosophy is written in this grand book. So he's talking about this grand book, but the philosophy is the concept of all, okay? It's written in this grand book, the universe, which stands continually open to our gaze, but the book cannot be understood unless one first learns to comprehend the language and read the letters in which it is composed. It is written in a language of mathematics, and its characters are triangles, circles, and other geometric shapes and figures, without which it is humanly impossible to understand a single word of it, referring to this entire cosmos, this universe, this book that is there for us to understand, okay? Without these, one wanders about in a dark labyrinth, okay? So I wanted to share that because that concept literally goes back to the 1500s, you can see, okay? And that goes back to the conceptual ideology of what philosophy is, goes back to the oldest that we have in history is the Greeks. And that literally is a concept of the knowledge of the universe and the understanding of the universe itself. And they use that word that was associated with the logos, which is a word that comes from the Greek that means love. That means the word of God, or the creation of the Godhead. So literally what we're going to be talking about is the law of squares, and that's going to be about all of that. And it encompasses not just your personality and your soul, but it's going to encompass, and it does literally encompass everything. It is in everything. It is the building blocks of everything. Nothing, me, you, this computer, the airwaves, the planet, the universe, all of that exists because of the exact same combination of mathematical equations that make up this entire substance that we think is a reality. And this is what we're going to delve into and talk about today.
Yes. Thank you, my friend.
So let me stop sharing this because we no longer need that up on the screen.
Awesome. Right. Thank you for sharing that. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to drop them in the chat there, and we'll be happy to answer them either at the end of the show, or we'll come back to it and answer any and all questions that you may have. So, my friend, living, being alive, the law of squares, right, seems like it's a very large conception for most humans to understand, let alone understand. that the universe or multiverses are within us all. And we've been conditioned to believe elsewise, or just remembering, right? Cosmos is within us. How do you find that one, or the collective as a whole, can find that conscious connection of that wisdom of love and that loving of knowledge, not self-knowledge, whole knowledge within the multiverse or the universe?
It's actually easier than you think, but harder than you think. I was literally writing about that today in my book. I was, which is weird. I didn't realize you were going to go down this road, but I think that was kind of where I went with the book because of this concept.
Yeah.
And so I was literally today earlier while I was waiting for you, right? We were talking. Remember, I told you I'm just writing.
Yeah.
I was writing about that. To literally get into the idea of, or the understanding of the infinite idea, infinite wisdom, infinite love, infinite harmony, the infinity itself, you have to change your entire way of thinking.
The structure.
The entire structure. Jacqueline was right when she said that, you know, how is it that you can do this? To do this is a quote that I love to use. It comes from this movie that came out in the, I think it was the 90s or the late 90s or mid 90s, called Willow. And when they did the commercial for Willow, one of the first things they said was, you have to unlearn everything that you have learned.
Deconstruct it all.
Yeah. And that is literally what you have to attempt to do. Yeah. And that's what I'm writing about in my book, to assist with that. And I know that Jacqueline is as well, because she's also writing many books. And I know we've talked about this off air. So I know what she's writing about as well, which is the same concept. That's why we're doing this show now. This is like the precursor for you guys out there on the basics. We're trying to cover that now, because we're going to be hitting you in the next year or two with books, or we're going to be touring the world explaining to you guys. So you guys are going to have these shows that we do in the interim, and you're going to be going, wow, you know what? They were giving us this information way back then, right?
Yeah.
And now it's in their book. So literally everything in this place is designed to keep you from contemplating that knowledge that we're talking about. This entire scenario that you think is reality is an illusion, and its job, along with your physical body, this pain body, this construct, and your ego, is designed to keep you thinking that this
boxed in
thing is reality. And then you have external hard drives. I use that term because we were just talking about that. And I use that term primarily the internet, television, movie, programming. It's called programming for a reason. They're all external hard drives or external egos. And those egos are teaching you the same thing, the concept of this box you're squared into, and to be stuck here. And I use the term square loosely because we are talking about the power of squares.
Yes.
And it's a word, and that is literally an expansion, not locked into a box. A box is a cube. But so is the expansion of dimension. So they're using all the terms that we need to use to help you to learn this, to lock you into this place by reversing what they mean to get you all. And that's what's programmed into everything here. So you have to literally take a look at the universe from an outside perspective of not seeing through your eyes and thinking this is all there is. Mm-hmm. And that I have one life, because that's what they want you to believe. They don't want you knowing anything beyond that. And we're trying to expand your consciousness to get you to see this other picture that's there. So I can say it, and it is kind of a weird concept. I don't need my glasses on unless I'm reading something. And so all I can see is the reflection on my eyes from the computer screen. So literally what you have to do is unlearn everything that you've learned. You have to see everything here as almost a lie completely, and definitely as an illusion and a distraction to keep you from learning anything. Am I wrong on that? What do you think?
I totally agree. I just find lately that we signed up for this, right?
Yes.
And it's not that we signed up for a lie. We signed up to be in a bioholographic universe as the conscious connection of God source energy. You call it Sophia, Buddha, Christ, whichever that is.
Yeah.
And as we deconstruct the shapes, if it's a triangle, a circle, a square, a rectangle, any square symbol or shape we want to use, right?
Right.
What's happening is then you're innately giving the connection to your innate infinite intelligence and allowing the structure to be reconstructed. So then you can see yourself as a sovereign being rather than enslaved into a matrix that is this false paradigm in reality that we've been literally silver spooned, right? Silver platter, gold platter, here, yeah. Take this beer, drink up, right? Yep. Take this shit.
Beer, drink this, it tastes good. That's beer too, by the way.
Breathe it in.
Or breathe it in,
And then you get to the point where you're like, okay, so if you're putting all these metals and these crap, whatever it is, wherever it is, you can then have that innate knowingness or connection, because we all have it, and I want to start crying because it's so beautiful,
right?
That you can instruct to be like, okay, what is for my best and greatest good? And you'll find that garden within your mind will become that one universal plug-in, so to say, for everything. And then you have no mind whatsoever, and you still sometimes have thoughts, but it's a collective soup. I like to call it the social memory complex that Ra talks about. And in that social memory complex, you can understand, yes, you're a singularity, yet you are the whole of the singularities. When we understand that we're the whole of the singularities, we can then understand through the bioholographic universe within us that this construct of this body, so to say, or this microphone or this camera or Leo and the computer and all that is just another screen or film or intervals to help you understand and remember who you are. And it's not something that's surface. It is to the core of your beingness. So it's not something you can be like, oh, I think I'm connected. It's like, you are connected if you're listening to this live stream. It's how deep do you want to go to create this solid, unshakable, unbreakable connection with Gaia, right? This planet. And when we completely root in to the core of who we are and root into the source of who we are, not the surface stuff. I'm talking about the source before you took your first breath, before any lifetimes, all lifetimes, any multiverses, that direct sync with who you are. I'm getting so excited. I want to jump out of my seat.
I know, right? Go.
And know to your heart of hearts, and no matter if you're in this construct or this octave, whatever energy you want to say it is, if it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to infinite and keep going, what happens is you are that direct source. There's nothing that can take you from it. You can box yourself in, you can have the fog, so to say, because you're not listening to that inner guidance and that natural essence within your heart space that's always talking to you, always, every time. It's up to you whether or not you're going to listen to it. Right. And in that great, I call it the sacred heart of all life. It's like this connection with all lifetimes and all realities, all family, everybody, you know? And it's like, right. I center in this point. Because for a long time, I used to center here in the one universal mind. And it was like, no. Right. One universal heart. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. That's one of the misconceptions that people think that, you know, that you're, you're here. Because the third eye is there. So this is where I am, my soul. It's not. This is where the thought process happens for this body. And the consciousness expands. But the truth is your consciousness is in the heart. This has been proven by science, the people that are not fringe, the scientists have proven that the energy that comes off of the human heart is 10 times, 15 times, I think they said up to 30 times more powerful than the energy that comes off of your brain. Okay. Mm-hmm. So literally they are realizing that the human soul resides in that place that is heart, that is love, not in the mind. And that, and why is that? When your first expansion of consciousness goes to mind, that's literally, if you look at the old adage from the Greeks, I think, therefore I am, their concept of the word think meant I exist, not I have thought. We today have that separated to where when we say the word think, that means I have a thought. So that is what they use against you for your programming, because they, well, I think, therefore I am. That's just thinking. That's a thought that's in your mind. And yeah. So that's how they try to tell you that you don't exist outside of the flesh of this brain that they can pull out of your head when you're deceased. But when you do that, you can't find the person that was in there. There's no place where you can tangibly discover them in any way. And they're like, well, that's just because you haven't gotten to be able to download it into a computer yet.
Right.
And that's what the wink, wink, that's what they I should do that in quotes, because the reason they say that is because they're creating AI and they're hoping to be able to figure that out.
Yeah,
and that is that's what they're trying to figure out for the universe, to hack the universe. They think if I can recreate the human soul, then we don't need, then there is no God, because we can become God. That is what that truly what they're about to do and trying to do.
The God with source AI. Particle.
It's not going to ever happen because it can't. They don't know
it's
that.
It's artificial.
It's artificial. They don't know that. They were created just like evil was only created to serve, and your ego was only created to serve for a certain time until you realized it. And the first step in avoiding a trap is knowing of its existence, and then you rise above it. So the truth is that AI can only exist in this place, and they're stuck here, right? And
yeah.
So let's go back really quickly, because yes, we kind of skipped over. Jacqueline said, we signed on for this.
We did.
Why? You know, why are we here? Are we slaves? Because that's the narrative they're preaching to you now.
Yeah.
Some aliens came down here and created the human race, and you're stuck here, and they stole your soul from somewhere. Weird that they'll admit there's a soul when they need to,
yeah,
to say you're a slave. They'll all of a sudden say, oh yeah, you do have an immortal soul, but then there's these machines. They capture your soul and they knock your soul out and they put you back in a body. And so that's what's happening to you. That's the narrative that the ancient aliens people, and trust me, I know them all and I'm friends with all of them. That's the narrative they're pushing to you right now, is that we were created by an alien race and that there's these devices that are out there that capture your soul and don't go into the light when you die, because it's just the light is to knock your soul out. And I'm like, well, how do you know that if your soul gets knocked out? How are you aware of that then? Well, because some people don't get all the way knocked out. Okay, that's weird, because some people don't get all the way knocked out, and they say that's not how any of that works.
Yeah.
And that there's something completely different that happens, and that, yeah, there's these secret people that tell you you're on a secret mission. And I'm like, okay, so wait, is that, oh, no, that's part of the bad guys. And I'm like, oh, so everything is the bad guys. Here's what's going on, okay? You are signed on to do this because what is the function of this place? I love when they asked Eckhart Tolle that question. His answer was similar to the answer that a guy gave on Fox News yesterday, where he's over here in Oakland, California, which is about 75 miles south, and he started a church of a religion around mushrooms. And so the psilocybin that's in the mushrooms gives people ayahuasca, DMT, a psilocybin trip. So he said he saw God. He went through, he took this stuff and he went through, and he went through heaven, he went through hell, he went to the beginning of the universe, he went to became one with the creator, didn't want to leave but had to come back. And when they explained to him what was going on, I use the vernacular they, because it's the universe is the collective of all of this. He explained it the same way. That so what did you see? The announcer asked him, and he said, what did you learn? And he said that all of this is a construct inside the mind of the creator itself. Mm-hmm. And the creator itself is doing this to realize itself in this place, because the creator is infinite and is immortal. And this place was created so that the creator could separate itself into everything. Me, you, the rocks, the trees, this chair, this shirt, the stuff behind me, this computer, is all the creator.
Yes.
And it's experiencing, we are all experiencing all of this because we can't live. We are. We created life. So we literally created the universe in our mind, and we're in there, separated into all these individual trillions and trillions and however
particles,
and we're literally, everything is independent. Every particle, every cell is an independent little teeny universe within me. And we did all this so that we could do this and be and experience.
And I find it's not just creator, it's creatrix or creatress. Because we've been in a binary system for so long. That's why we've had the male, female. Then that way they can intersync with each other or create a synergy to then create a third energy. So then we were creating like a singular energy, and now we have dual energy, and now we're creating a third or a trinity of energies. Yes. And I find within that trinity of energies, it's like, whoa. So if I'm a finite and I'm the God self and I'm the universal self, what version do I want to be? You know,
right.
I don't want to be that finite version, because then I'm just constructed by my mind or this body, right? This body field matrix. And it's like, no. There's so many body or so many field systems in the body. You got the right. mind, the body, the ethereal, the astral, the universal, the so on and so forth. And each part of it has such a vital point in direction, especially in the years to come. After everything we've been through in the last, let's just say 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say 10 years, right? I could go 20, 30, but we'll stick
you
in
can
this.
Say 70, 150,000.
Yeah. It's all the same pattern.
It's all relative.
Right.
Cyclical.
So, yeah, this pattern. So as humanity, we've been in the same pattern sequence where now we're coming to a breakthrough moment as a society, as humankind. Yeah. Or yeah. all species in general, or we're right. coming into unification with our patterns in our body structure, in our mind structure, in our spiritual structure, even if you don't even believe in spirituality, in right. your structure, right? Yep. This beautiful heaven on earth within us all, right? Like yep. all of us have yep. these dubious luxuries of being conscious, blissful in these bodies, experiencing this aliveness. And what I've really understood lately, it's like if one moment is a fractal in another moment, and another moment is all proceeding now, it's like, so why am I going to worry about stuff from 3 days ago or 2 weeks from now when it has no equation to my field today? Seriously. And even like, that's what I'm learning lately. I'm like, wow, we're really responsible. We're taking that accountability and ownership of yep. our own energies, not your energies, not anybody else's energy, our own energies. And that's what's the most important thing for humanity. Are you going to feed the fear
right.
or are you going to dismantle it with love?
Right. Absolutely.
And reconstruct with unconditional love.
Right? And you know what Mahatma Gandhi said, hashtag, we use the hashtag now, but Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish yeah. to see yeah. in the world.
Yeah,
and that's literally what Jacqueline just was saying, that yeah. being aware of your own energy and your responsibility and taking control and taking responsibility for your own energy. And I just was teaching this earlier today and typing that in my book, because one of my students said, I had a psychic was telling me about me in a past life and being sort of blue purplish, and I was trying to figure that out. And I said, well, here, see, there's the lesson from that Yoda was trying to teach Luke Skywalker for his entire existence. It took him 30 years to get the point across to him. But the point of that reoccurring in that was the lesson that we are supposed to be learning. We spend so much time either locked into the here and now because I'm consuming and I want money and I want power and I want to have clicks online and I want to be an influencer and I need the fame and I need fortune and I need all of those things that is the dark side, all those things that is keeping you in this reality. Or we stand around going worrying, like Jacqueline was saying, what happened 3 days ago? Did I do that right? What is it? You know, what do I have to, and then what's going on in the future and what do I have to do? And the entire time you're not being in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And then that gets confusing because people say, okay, so that I should be in the now and I should be focused on the now. And then they shirk their responsibilities of anything else and go carefree like a child. And that's the wrong now being focused on that we're referring to, because the only way that you can fix yourself is to be present in this moment. Don't worry about the past. It's already done. This is what Jacqueline was just saying. Don't worry about the past. It's done. You already did those things. You can't change them. You can now only adjust. If I did something wrong back there, I can fix it now. I can't fix it then. So why am I worried about it? I should just be paying attention to the past, because that tells me how to not mess up in the future. That's why we need to look at history and not erase it. So then you also don't go, oh, I'm so worried what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Right? Tomorrow's going to get here when it gets here. So be aware of it, know and plan for it, but don't be obsessed with that and not pay attention to what you're doing now. And that was what Yoda kept saying about Luke. He's always looking to the future. He's never on what he's doing, never on where he is now. And those were, I mean, that's not exactly verbatim, but what he said, but that was the concept of what he said. I think he said it backwards because Yoda talked backwards. Right? But the point is to have the realization, and this is what Jacqueline was saying, have the realization of and expand your consciousness to infinite you. And then don't be concerned constantly with infinite you, because you're going to get there because you already are there. Mm-hmm. So to realize I'm already there, I'm already back there, I'm already in the future, and I'm now, right?
All of it.
You do that and you realize all of that, it becomes easier and simpler for you to manifest what you want, fix what you did wrong, or what you wish you did differently, because you have it all now.
Well, what I find manifestation is a vibrational countenance of what is already in your vortex. And there is so much in there for all lifetimes. And when we just let go of the thought of wanting this or wanting that or any of that stuff, and just realize you're magnetizing it with the way you feel and the vibration that you're holding your energies to, I find it's like effortless. Like, I don't know. I'll give you an example. Someone's like, water, water, water. I didn't know. I just know at one point they said water, and I'm doing my own thing, blah, 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 doing stuff. And it's like, oh, water, go bring that person water. Right. And next thing you know, they're like, I was saying it, my mind's are. And I'm like, well, here's some fresh water, you know?
Here's some fresh water.
Right? Yeah, like, because what I've learned lately too, especially like in this expanded sort of understanding and conceptualization, is we are all of this water, all of the ocean, cosmic ocean is all us. And then we're all the sand too. We're all of it mixed into one. We're the clay, the rocks, the sand, the particles, the atoms, the neurons, the protons, the everything. We're all of it. The clouds, we're everything in this sequence. And with the patterns, I've noticed with the law of squares especially, is you get to a certain pattern, right? You go here, 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 pattern, right? And then you close off that sort of octave. And then you get to a new pattern in octave, and you're like, oh, I don't like this one. I don't like this one.
My brain's different.
Yeah, you're like trying to go, and then you finally, it clicks, and you're like, okay, next. And then it takes a little bit to click some more, and then it clicks, or vice versa. It's like click, 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 strip, like trying to, and then it clicks. And another thing, too, is, personally, this is my own personal story. Sorry, I keep getting these things dropping on me. Is every time, I'm losing it. Every time the sequence happens, new things kind of dismantle themselves or reconstruct themselves just by simply acknowledging it and stating it to the universe of what it is that you're asking for, right? Like if you're asking for a new house, if you're going to keep having the same belief system, well, I don't deserve this new house. Well, you're going to keep getting the same results. If you're asking for a new house, just get in the vibrational countenance that the universe is going to bring you a house. Start packing those boxes, start moving around some energy, get rid of the stuff you don't want to move with. Start putting that preparation there, because the universe has already prepared you to have that thought to want to move. And I'm like, whoa, mind blown. I'm like, okay, I want this beautiful, nice, shiny chateau and castle. And it's like, I'm laughing at myself because I'm like, these thoughts are coming in. I'm like, oh, it's not just for me. It's for all of us.
Right. And I'm like, you know, I was in retail, a retail manager for 12 years. And in management school, we would teach other managers how to manifest themselves in the job.
Yeah,
we would literally say, you know, if you're in a job and you want to get a promotion, you can't just say, I want to get a promotion. And then because what happens is the same thing. You start going, well, do I deserve that? Am I worthy of that? Do they know that? What do I have to do for that? What you do is you start acting the part. I am that person already. Yes. They're going to see that I am the capable of doing it because I'm already starting to do it. Yes. And then they're going to say, do you want to do that? And, well, of course I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. So that's a form of manifestation that we would teach in the management schools to, and that we, and I've done this for over 30 years, 35, 36 years in spellcasting, intentions, and things like that, with the law of attraction, that you have to, just like Jacqueline was saying, you have to conceptualize the concept in your mind, not, like she said, I want a house, I need a house, I want to move. The wanting is the same. You're looking into the future and you're not seeing yourself in that future. You're seeing yourself wanting and needing that future.
Or if you already never see yourself.
Yeah, you're not in it. So you have to put yourself in that and see yourself there. I'm going to be in this place. No, that's still wrong. I am. Yeah. I will. And what do I have to do? Like she said, you start preparing yourself. Yeah. If you're serious and you're going to move and you want to move, then you start cleaning out your house of things you don't want anymore, that you don't want to take with you. Just like Jacqueline said, you have to manifest it in the now so that it can manifest in the future. When you get to that future, it'll be now.
And also too, when you're saying this preparation, we were prepared to come here, right? We weren't just, there you go. We're not helping you. You got to fend for yourself.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
It doesn't work like that. We have ascended masters that we can work with. We have archangels. We have councils. We have coalitions. There is like the whole entourage, the omnidirectional, omnipotent that are at every step of the way. You ask for help, it is provided for you. If you want certain mentorship or guidance, it shows up. No matter, even this is what I'm learning lately. If your vibrational is saying it, your vibration, right?
Yeah.
This, that, da, 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 and you have fun with it, you're playful with it. Oh my goodness. Right? I have new friends all the time that show up. I'm like, what's up? And they're soul family. And I'm like, I know you. I haven't actually hugged you, but I've already hugged you, you know?
Yep,
and it's like, it's so exciting because it's like, wow, this is good. You know, it's like you start getting those sequences and those patterns become more of the highest and greatest good for your journey, because you have been prepared enough with your creative intelligence that you don't need anything artificial to kind of play in this creating. Or co-creating. It's all through your own structures.
Right. And you know, that the whole, and it's all your intention. We always tell people intention. Because the truth is, if you listen to, like, Paula Abdul made that song that was from the quote, from the our ideology of two steps forward, one step back, or one step forward, two steps back. And if you have that mindset, that's what's going to be your life. Every time I try to get ahead, I end up going back. And that is you telling the universe that that's what you're manifesting, because that's what you believe is going to happen to you.
Right.
So you have to have a positive outlook. You have to. And that's the secret. If you guys go back to the 90s,
they
came out with this entire process called The Secret. And what they were teaching in that was to clean out all the negative affirmations from your brain and replace them with positive affirmations. That is the truth. That was a great precursor to what we're going to be bringing to you guys in the 2000s. because truthfully, anyone who's ever read The Secret and knew that concept will be really ready for our ideology that we're going through in nowadays with this entire movement worldwide. It to expand on that, it literally, you have to remember to wipe all of the negative. And we do things to ourselves that they programmed us with our entire lives that we're really don't even pay attention to. My ex-wife, one of the things that that we had to work on with her, and she knew this at the time and then had and still was working on it, was that she always was demeaned by her father. And her father, he was a great man, but when I was a kid, we called him God damn it Jim. Because every word that whatever sentence that he started with God damn it, and then somebody's name. He was always never started his conversation with unless it was adults, with hi, how are you doing. He would look at his wife and he would go, God damn it, Cheryl. He'd look at his daughter, who was my wife, God damn it, Melissa. And that was literally, so we called him because there was like five guys named Jim that were in our circle of our friends, of my family. No joke, it was the same thing with Mike when I was growing up. We would used to go somewhere with my buddy Paul and I'd go, I'm Leo, this is Paul, and they're Mike. Not a joke, there was like four of them. No, different nicknames for each one, but they were all named Mike. So there was all these Jims, and we gave a nickname to each one. So my father-in-law became Goddammit Jim, because that's the way he spoke. So she would say that about herself when she did something on accident and spilled something. She would actually say out loud to herself, "Goddammit, Melissa." And I'm like, "What are you doing? Why are you saying that? Why are you being that way?" I didn't have that happen. My father was completely opposite. My father was, if you spilled milk at the kitchen table or the dining room table, he didn't yell at you and hit you and scream at you. And he literally, his reaction was, whoop, look out, look out. And he would start cleaning it up. And then he'd be like, "You're okay, you're all right. Hold on, let me grab a towel." And then they would come back and clean it all up. And then he would be like, "You're fine, you're okay." And that was what I grew up with. So I didn't grow up with somebody who would get mad when you did something and scold you for doing that. I got lucky. Our whole family was lucky that way. But a lot of people aren't having that happen. You guys out there in the world didn't, because your parents didn't. And that's just what happens, and it perpetuates itself, and we become what our parents were, and we act that way towards one another. We have to break those chains, is my point of all of that. And so I was helping her and other people. And then my point of that was that I literally today had one of my students say, I did this reading and they were telling me about my past. And she said that I was this being from another past, and she's trying to figure this out. And I said, what you have to realize is that, first of all, we are all of that. We're everything. But to center on and focus on and try and figure out, who was I in a past life? What did I do back then? Was I somebody important? Where did I exist? Was I existing off world as an alien or something else? Is just the same as being here and going, what did I do when I was 10? Did I do that right? And what did I do when I was 12? And what did I do yesterday? And I hope I did that right. And I hope I did that job right. I hope I mowed the lawn right. There's no difference. All of these things are there to give you experiences and validation into and help you expand your consciousness. So like, if you think you see a UFO, it's not as important as whether that's really a UFO, or if it belongs to some government, or if it is from another world. Or what's important about that is it's giving you the possibility of expanding your consciousness to the idea and expansion of, we're not alone in the universe. That's what the lesson is that should be brought from those things. Okay, are they aliens? Are they hostile? Those are things that we need to be concerned with, yes. But just the idea of, we're not alone in the universe, is truly what that is for, as a learning curve for you. The same thing with your past. I did those things, whether they were wrong or right, I did them. So instead of feeling bad about my life and say, I messed up, fix it. I don't want to be that anymore. Fix it. So we have to do that, focus on the now, but also fix ourselves from the things they've done to us. Literally from, what was her name? Marie Osmond said her mother told her that we spend the second half of our lives fixing all the stuff they did to us in the first half. Yeah. And that's true. Mm-hmm. From your dark night of the soul, that is when your healing begins. From that point forward, you have a choice. When you have the realization, that is what the dark night of the soul is, the realization of, I need to fix me, I'm not perfect. That's literally the dark night of your soul. We as an entire species are going through that currently.
Yes.
The entire race on this planet is going through the, we're not alone, we're not perfect, we need to work on stuff, and we need to fix things. That's what we've been doing, because that's what you're supposed to do on this planet. Always in this reality, in this place of three-dimensional reality, its job is for that entire scenario to play out. So it's not like it's all brand new and we're just now going through the dark night of the soul. That this existence is that. That's what the lesson you're supposed to learn is, to come here, not know who you are. And you volunteered for this, by the way, and you get here, and then you're supposed to learn all these things, realize them, incorporate them into your soul, live, experience, and love this wonderful, beautiful, incredible thing that we created for ourselves, and then realize how beautiful it is. That's why earlier on, Jacqueline said, I'm going to start crying because of how beautiful and emotional she gets from just thinking about that. When you have that scenario the first time, it will change your life for the rest of your existence. The first time you go and get it and then start crying about it because it's so freaking beautiful. You will never be the same. Am I right? See, I'm pushing her to tears now just by saying it, because what is she doing? She's feeling that. She's sensing that. And she's moving into that place. And look at the emotion that she's having from it. It's that beautiful. When you feel it from your heart, it hurts. It's so beautiful that it actually hurts. Not because it's painful, because it's bad. It hurts because you love it so much. And it loves you back.
I felt that last night. It was like my whole chest cavity. It was like, whoa. I'm like, whoa, something's opening up here. Yeah. I just like rub my heart. And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. And then I just kind of onward and upward. And the best part is you've already prepared yourself each time. Yep. You want to take that next note or null or capsule, time capsule of yourself in any reality.
Yep.
Also, it's not just our planet that's going through it. It's the entire sector of spaces.
Yes.
Milky Way, Sirius, Andromeda, Orion, Arcturian.
Our entire galaxy is moving into
all of it.
This whole entire vibration. So everywhere in this, in the 3D reality of wherever they are in this entire Milky Way galaxy, and everybody else too, but to some extent, it's different levels of dramatic feeling with this energy, but because of where we are in the multiverse spectrum of the everything, our Milky Way galaxy is moving into this energy that is throughout the entire galaxy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's all tuned within us. Yeah. It's not something we're seeking outside of ourselves in a material or a spiritual context. Right. Right. Everything is being connected simultaneously within your structure, the creative intelligence, the genius within you. And that is then reproducing itself into even more focal points for you to follow those passions and for you to follow those connections that have already been laid out on your path, or that mission or that quest. And it's creating the synaptics between the mind, body, heart, and the spirit complex to create the fullness of source, God source energy as the God self. And understanding that you are that focal point, and we can't play small anymore.
Right.
We can't pretend that we're not these larger than life beautiful beacons.
Right.
God, God is saying,
put blinders on. I'm not saying it's not happening.
I know. I want to start crying as I'm describing it.
That's what we've been doing. We've been doing that so long as a race of people that we can no longer, it's not letting us do it anymore. It's not having any part of it.
Absolutely.
It in and of itself is becoming so big and so powerful that it's not allowing the people that are plugging their ears and closing their eyes and going la 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 la.
It's like sirens.
Yeah.
It'll get louder and louder and louder. Yeah. And then it will start to be almost like this, are you listening?
Well, you know, they said about that in the Bible where you hear trumpets in the air and people are expecting to hear real literal trumpets. But what's happening is that it is happening already. It's just that you're not paying attention. But some places I've heard them. Some places they filmed it and went, what is that? And there was these loud trumpet sounds that were coming through. That was another thing like a UFO. I'm not saying UFOs are real, but I'm not saying they're not, because some of them are and some of them not. And when the government says, well, that's not an unidentified flying object, well, it's because it's not to them. They know who's in it.
Yeah, exactly.
If not owning it themselves. So they know about that. You'll learn about that as time goes, people. But literally this calling, that's like people now going, oh my God, these politicians in the world, they're just blatantly out there in the middle of everywhere just doing these things and trying to get away with it. And I'm like, they're going, when did this start? And I'm like, when time started.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
It started when we created this place. And you're just now aware of it for the first time in this lifetime. And so for you, it's brand new. And you're like, when did they start doing this? I can't believe they're so blatantly evil. And I'm like, that's what the way they were when I was a kid. I remember looking around going, does anybody else see this?
Yeah. And they're like, what are you talking about? And you're like, how do you not see this or sense it? That's lately, it's like the sensations are on like online to the point where it's like every focal point and cell in the body knows its meridian points and synaptics to this God conscious or creative intelligence genius within us all, and then bringing that into our known fields so then we can truly see to believe it. Because for the longest time, I know I had to see it to believe it. Now I just believe it because I can sense it. And it's like, I don't care if no one else believes what I'm sensing, because it's not up to anyone else to tell me if it's true or false. Because those that have come on my path to teach me and show me already know that it's the truth and the reality as is. And that's the difference today, is most people are playing in this sort of linearity in this time matrix. When in actuality, we're eternal. If you remember one fractal of all time space continuum, or in the space time continuum, you will understand that this lifetime is the precipice, the leading edge of all lifetimes. And you get to co-create with all the creators of the known galaxy.
No joke either, right? And see, what you guys need to realize is that what Jacqueline was saying, I don't need someone to tell me that what I'm learning is real. Here's the thing, the doubt that you have is ego, and it is also evil people who can't unlock this knowledge. Therefore, they say that's not real, because in their minds, it can't be real, because if it is, then their entire way of life unravels and is false. Because it is, okay? I literally was writing about that in my book today. How do we fix this place? It's actually very simple. You start fixing yourself. And in doing so, you fix the all, because your vibration changes in an upward motion, and you actually unlock the ability to gain knowledge that is universal knowledge that everyone gains. So when you learn something, you look at someone else and you go, dude, do you know that blah, blah, blah? And they'll go, yeah, man, isn't that crazy? And it's beautiful. And you're like, how do you know that? Well, I just woke up one day and I knew it.
Yeah,
that's the way it is around the world. It's not mass delusion. It's not the Mandela effect, like they keep trying to tell everybody, when you have a memory and you're not the only one who has a memory of something changing. And that you're like, if there was this entire thing that changed and I'm not the only one, there's all these other people who remember this a certain way. And then there's this group of people who tell me that we're all just something wrong with us, and we don't we're remembering wrongly. How is it possible that millions of people, unaffected by each other, by place or by breed, creed, color, religion, all around the world from different walks of life that have completely different DNA and have never met one another, all remember the same thing from the entire planet happening a different way, and you all remember it together, but then there's a group of people that do not.
Right.
And they're telling you, because they're in charge, the 1%, you don't know what you're talking about. And then you have people that freak out and go, it's got to be CERN, and they're doing something, and they're changing something, and I'm here to tell you, and so is Jacqueline, no. There is a change that has came down the pike, but it's not the evil people in charge with their little dice that's sitting around the Hadron Collider or any of that. They are attempting and want to do that. And it drives, that's why they don't come out and say, yeah, we're doing experiments, because, oh no, they're just afraid that we're going to find out. No, they're scared to death because they don't know who's doing it.
Absolutely.
Okay? And when we're doing it, we are all doing it. The entire planet is doing that and shifting everything in this timelines. And some of us are awake enough to feel and sense the time shift. And so, but the other people are not awake enough to sense that. And so they're like, I remember it the other way, because you're in the fold when it changed for you, it was instantaneous and you don't even know there was a change. As your consciousness lifts in an octave, which Jacqueline was talking about before, moving up in the vibrations, when you get to this and you unlock different abilities, it starts out with the mundane things of realizing these politicians are all evil. Well, okay, not all of them, but man, they're really trying to pull something over on us. When did they start that? That's your realization. That's the beginning, basic building blocks of you starting to become an adult, because you're starting to go, you know, when they wave their hand and do a Jedi mind trick on you, you're like, why are you waving your hand? What do you think you're doing with that? When you start doing that and not go, these are not the droids you're looking for, these are not the droids we're looking for. And when you get done doing that and you realize they're waving their hand and trying to Jedi mind trick you, trying to gaslight you, you're like, have they been trying that the whole time? That's the whole thing of the flashy thingy in the movie Men in Black. You know, he's like, hey, have you flashy thinged me? No, well, okay, maybe a couple times. No, I'm not kidding, Kay. How many times have you flashy thing me? Remember, that was where Will Smith was having a wing thing. Because he realized, wait a minute, if he flashy things me, I won't remember that he did it. And so he was like, you're going to frickin' see that woman's brain, man. You stop flashy thinging her. So that literally is the concept of a gaslight, and they're doing it. And when you realize that and you see it, it's not just a conspiracy theory. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're actually trying to gaslight us. You have now raised your consciousness to a point where they can't hide from you anymore. And they're unaware of that. They're just business as usual, trying to tell you that this it's the status quo. And you're no, it's not. And then you look around and who else sees this? Then you start going, I hated that guy the other day. Mm-hmm. And now I agree with him. Oh man, I must be crazy. That's the beginning of your ascension. And other things unlock to the point where then all of a sudden there'll be a shift and you'll go, I don't remember. You know, that's weird because I remember somebody else won the Super Bowl last year. Does anybody else remember that? Or am I just having a dream? And then you find a few people and they go, no, it was Tampa Bay say. That's not what happened. But it was Tampa Bay. They won the Super Bowl again. And, I literally had that happen. And some people remember that in this timeline, the Los Angeles Lakers won back to back to back, back in the 80s, back to back to back. They won three championships in a row. I watched them in the reality I was in lose the third championship in the game 7 and not win back to back to back. The next day I came into work and everybody was talking about how they won. And I was like, they lost. And they showed me the newspaper and it said they won. And I went, wow, maybe I was tripping. Then later on in life, I talked to people and there was other people that said, do you remember that the Lakers didn't win that thing? They call that the Mandela effect, because some people in this world remember Nelson Mandela dying when he was in prison, and other people don't have the memory of him dying. Some of you don't even have the memory of Stephen Biko. Stephen Biko was the leader of that resistance who hung himself in his cell like Epstein did. His second in command was Nelson Mandela. And Nelson Mandela became the president of South Africa. In this reality, he's the president of South Africa. In another reality, he also died in prison. Mm-hmm. And apartheid didn't end when it did end. Some people remember that, and then all of a sudden, apartheid ended, and he was alive and was the president. That's why they named it the Mandela Effect. Okay, there's other things that happened. Some of you remember a year ago last May, an entire thing changing in your memory out there in the world, and all of a sudden, your heart, you have a memory that your heart is over here to the left side of your body, slightly off of center. And now they're telling you your heart's dead center in your chest. Your kidneys were just above your, right below your waistline, above your, the bottom of your butt or the top of your butt. And now they're telling you they're up almost underneath your rib cage. Those are just some small things that have changed just as of a year ago, May. We're now in August. So go back to May, then go a year ago. And there are people all over the world that have many other things that changed within a week of that time period between August or between May 15th and May 26th. There was a complete shift in timeline. And some of you have no memory of it. There's been many as time has gone on, and some of us remember them. They have a whole TV series right now called The Lazarus Project, where some people are born knowing about these time shifts, and the government of the English government's trying to recruit them to help them because they're trying to save the planet from extinction. And whenever there's an extinction event, they go back in time, and these people have the memory of it so they can change things to prevent it from happening. Great TV series so far. I don't know where they're gonna go with it, but it's a great one so far. But the concept is that some of us have that memory of those small event changes. Those are not done by evil people trying to put us all asleep. Otherwise, why is it that these people who are mostly awake or are awake are the only ones that remember them? The reason that they are remembering those is an expansion of your consciousness again. You've hit a certain level to where you know that time is not a constant. That time is just something that is a construct for this place. When you're locked into it, you think time is, and the reality is time only exists here in this illusion. After that, time is just the distance it takes for my body to go from one place to another, where time does not rule. So that's what Jacqueline pushed past really quickly by saying time, space, and space time without giving you an explanation. I was like, that's so cool. She's assuming everybody knows everything we're talking about. I know that we all don't, and sometimes I do that too, and I assume you guys know what we're saying. And sometimes that freaks you guys out because they'll be like, whoa, what did they just say? Did you say that?
Yeah.
Right, we get that off air afterwards. So I wanted to kind of pull back to that. As you expand your consciousness, there is a universal enlightenment, universal knowledge that is unlocked to you. The halls of Amenti, the Akashic records become available for you to access on a conscious level. You already do it on a superconscious level, your entire existence, but then you're aware of it and able to tap into it. And the higher up you go, the more that you do. And only people who get the ability to do that are the ones who do not abuse that ability, because you can't get it if you are in service to self. That's what drives them crazy. And right. That's why they have to tell you you're crazy, and you have to keep you from ascending, because as you ascend, you unlock this knowledge, and they become inconsequential and have no power.
And it's infinite, this knowledge. It's not based just in this space-time continuum, right. In this right. Earth, in this Milky Way galaxy. It's the right. Entire everything, everything. All things.
Everything. Every piece of matter, like I said earlier, the building blocks of the universe. This is what we were talking about with the law of squares, mm-hmm. and she also was showing you how it was moving like this. That's the Fibonacci sequence, when you take the squares and they move in a spiral, and that's the masculine energy which becomes reality. And the only way reality can be solidified is the outside arc of that same curve is the spiral, which is the feminine, softer, nurturing. And the only way that that works is the two of those are superimposed over each other and become one. So when people say the Fibonacci spiral, that's wrong. Fibonacci came up with the squares that were tilting. And so they're kind of almost like a triangle, but it's the squares that are shifting and going in a circle that make up what we see as matter. But the outside arc of the of those edges of mm-hmm. the square, right? Each I mean, one. Try and do a square, each one, the outside arc to the next outside arc to the next outside arc, as they get smaller and smaller, or larger and larger, or both, though, that spiral is the feminine energy. So one is the Kundalini energy, which is the masculine energy, Fibonacci sequence. The other is the Kundabuffer energy, which is the feminine. And that is what you see in the two spirals that go together in all of the Celtic knotwork and the Egyptian and in the doctors, where they show you that, and it goes up to the top that has the wings that are coming off of that. That's your brain, by the way,
in
your brain. It's the actual part of your brain that actually looks like that in there. Mm-hmm. There's a video that we show to you guys. It's in my book, and I put it out there to the classes where they've seen that video. So literally, as you expand your consciousness, you unlock this knowledge. And as you unlock this knowledge, it expands your consciousness even more, to the point where you get what that guy said and what Eckhart Tolle said, which I talked about, which Jacqueline talked about. You actually start to realize that a leaf on a tree is no different than my finger.
Yeah.
It's just my perception of what I see here, what these molecules are making, that is telling me in this place, this is separate from that. But in the truth, on the subatomic level, and this is the quantum weirdness, is what it's called in science. When I go down to the cellular level and below that, and with a microscope or an electron microscope, and go even further, and I take a cell from a tree, a leaf from a tree, and a cell from my skin of my finger or the blood that I have, when you get down to a small enough level, that it's actually identical. You can't tell the difference.
The photosynthesis and the sequence of it all.
Yep. It's identical. The only thing that changes is our perception of that. We create the separation, and then we co-create that over and over. I know there's a tree outside my window. You said that before about the tree here, the tree there. I know there's a tree.
Same tree.
Because you know that tree's there. You're holding it there. You're recreating that tree, and that tree is grateful because that tree is alive and wants to be a tree. Yes. And so that tree is grateful that you are creating that. And I know that sounds crazy. Some of you out there are going, all right, now you just have gone out of your mind. The truth is that you are that tree, and the tree is you, and you are everything here. The air that you're breathing is one molecule off of water.
Yes.
One molecule. And if you go back in time, there's stories of people in Germany who were in a church, and they heard something crash onto the roof of the church and drag across the roof of the church. They're like, what is that? They ran outside. It was an anchor that was tethered going up into a cloud. And there are whole people are looking at it. And all of a sudden, some human came swimming down in the air and was trying to unhook the the anchor that was stuck on the church steeple. And then when he turned and looked and he saw the people standing there looking at him, he freaked out, pulled out his knife and cut the anchor loose and swam back up into the cloud.
Wow.
And they were like, what the hell? And they kept the anchor and they had it for generations. I don't know where it is now, but they had it for generations. This is the anchor that just showed up. And it was like, they made up the story. Then there were stories from some guy over in Europe who were sailing a ship about 150 years ago, 200 years ago, or 1,000 years ago. I don't remember the exact date. That told of a story of them getting the anchor stuck and the guy going down there and finding people alive in the bottom of the ocean looking up at it.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they were like, is that the same story? Did that like spawn us to have that idea of the story? And so psychologically, people were like, they just made that whole thing up and it just was a coincidence. There's that word.
Yeah.
There's catch-all words that we use that cannot be explained. Mm-hmm. And they can't be explained away. Climate change is one of them. You can't explain climate change away, but climate change is actually the reason for everything. Just listen to the people who have that as a religion. They'll tell you when it's too hot, it's climate change. When it's too cold, it's climate change. When it's just right, it's climate change. I eat peanut butter and jelly, climate change or a racist, right? There's certain terms that they use that are catch-all phrases that you can't, coincidence can't be explained away. You can't disprove a coincidence, but you can't prove one. That's the whole term. Right. Term coincidence means it's just, you know, happened.
Yes.
Really? So prove that it's not a coincidence. And that's what they'll tell you. Prove it is a coincidence. Yes. You can't. There's certain words that by their very nature are designed to confuse you. Coincidence is one of them. And then they're using other words now like racism, which is diminishing the value of the word racist. And now climate change. Climate change is the reason for everything. It doesn't matter what happens, it's climate change. And that's because it's become a religion to some people. They're freaking out and peddling fear. This is what Jacqueline was talking about before, right? So now I'll be quiet. You go ahead and continue.
I just love how you're summing it all up.
But that's, you know, I'm trying to make sure that we really encompass this ideology of the beginning. So you guys realize that like Jacqueline was saying, that as you look into yourself, right?
Yes.
As you look into yourself and fix yourself, you're actually expanding your consciousness outward at the same time, the exact same rate. So as you look in, it's without. There's that as within, so without, as below, so above.
Yes.
You see? So as you expand in yourself and fix yourself, you're actually opening up yourself at the exact same time. And that goes outward. And that's the toroidal field. Some of you don't know that term. The torus, the toroidal field, which is that globe, that ball that has the hole in the center that goes from big to small to a zero point. And that is literally, Jacqueline just did that. So literally the zero point is at your heart.
Yeah.
Around your body. And the zero point for the planet is at the heart of the planet. And the zero point of our galaxy is at the heart of our galaxy. And the zero point of our universe is at the center of the universe. All of that is all the way, it's the same when you take a cell. The cell is a toroidal field with a zero point in the center, and all the energy comes from and goes back to and returns to that zero point. And in math, that's the 3, 6, and 9 energy, the 3 energy and the 6 energy, 3 energy being the, say, the feminine or the masculine, unless you're exactly which, Jacqueline might know better than me. 1's the masculine, 3 and 6. And the 9 is the Hex boson, the God energy, that is the culmination of those two together as 1, 6 and 3 equals 9. 9 is everything and nothing. So it is 1 and 0 or all and nothing. And that's the thing that keeps that toroidal field into the synchronicity of the all. And that is what? That is the consciousness that is you, me, the universe, the Godhead, the source, whatever you want to call that.
It's all woven in the fibers of our existential and interexistential points and direction. And everyone has access to this. It's not based on a certain hierarchy or a dimensionality.
Right. I don't own it. Jacqueline doesn't own it. We can't control it. Whether we try to control you and not let you know it, you're going to learn it on your own if you want it.
And honestly, I'd rather teach and talk and speak about it so then people can know that it's not necessarily being a guru or anything. It's just giving them the access point. Yep. Freely giving the access point that all are welcome, that it's not based on gender, creed, religion. Everyone has access to this one.
It's here's the tools.
Here you go.
Here's the tools. Like, you have to figure them out. Here's the puzzle pieces.
Well, and that's the thing.
I'm showing you how they kind of work together. We're going to show you how they kind of work together. And then you build that puzzle. And as you do that, guess what happens? It expands, doesn't it? Until eventually it goes, right?
And also, too, for sure. And it does, some people say it doesn't come with an instruction manual. Your innate intelligence intuitively knows the direction to take.
You'll learn that as you go.
Yeah, as you open up all the meridian points, that will create that sequence within the Fibonacci sequence, or also the golden ratio, and it synapse connects it all to itself.
And you feel it.
In all meridians.
When it's right. You feel it. The right way to be, you start feeling. There's things that show you that you're on the right track. I tell people one of the first things you start getting are deja vus. Well, I just got a deja vu. Well, that's because you're on the right track and you're so super conscious is going, yes, yes. And they're giving that point to what was that? I just remember this that we already have this conversation. That's weird. That's the point where your super conscious is giving you a highlight.
Yes. I love the highlights because it will all come so quickly. It'll be like ding, 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 ding. And then you'll start speaking it. And what I found in the beginning was I didn't believe it, what I was speaking.
Because you think you're crazy, and then you're saying it, and you're like, this can't be right, but I know that my mouth wants to say it, and but I don't still believe it 100%.
Right.
And that does happen, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and then that was like 2012, and then by the time I started sobering up to
this
truth.
I was doing
the
same thing back then, in 2012. I was still buying into that religion.
Yeah, we're all one. We're all connected. I was losing my mind.
Well, you think you are when you really start, guys. Just so you know, you can look this up online too. You start thinking I've just gone crazy. I must be crazy because all this craziness is swirling around in my head, and I don't get it all. But I do know some weird stuff. And there's all these people who used to say this I thought was crazy. And now all of a sudden I'm thinking it. That can't be right. I must have lost my mind. And society will have you believe,
and
you're
actually,
out of control and crazy.
You've
lost your mind because they don't want you going down that path and thinking about all that and getting it all discerned and figured out in your brain. Because when you do and you expand your consciousness and that explodes, because it does, when you do that, it goes.
Your whole body. I feel like my fibers of my beingness are like exploding most days. It's like light, colors, radiance. It's like,
you almost get the feeling like at any second, you're just going to expand and disappear into everything. I'm going to lose myself in everything. And then you're like, oh no, wait, I'm still here.
And everything's already gained within me.
And everything's already there. I'm still here. That's the part that you have to release. When you hear us say you have to surrender, because you're holding on to now in this conceptual reality, and you're afraid that if you let go, you're going to cease to exist. It's like we tell you have to stop thinking and get above that. And you're like, wait a minute, if I stop thinking, then I'm done. No, you're not.
It's
above
just the
that.
Beginning.
That's the part they have to train yourself to see and feel. We do this in our meditations. We teach you guys this because it happens to you naturally. We just help you to see it. And once you see that you already do it, you go, wait a minute, I already do that, don't I? And we're like, yeah, you do, I do, we all do, all the time. We just don't know that's what we're doing when we do it. And then once you're aware of that, being aware
conscious.
Of something is what helps you. That's why I always say the first step in avoiding a trap is knowing of its existence. Well, the same thing. The first step in your ascension is knowing of its existence.
Yeah, and it's perpetuation, like the momentum. That's obvious. The momentum.
Right? Because it is infinity. It is infinite. And so once you jump on that stream, surrendering to the stream of consciousness that is infinite will scare you. It scares me because every second of every day I'm like, I am. I tell people, watch the movie Highlander. At the end of the movie, when he gets the quickening, when he gets the prize, if you watch that last scene, when he gets the prize, he literally is like, I know everything. I am everything. And I'm getting goosebumps just saying it. That happens to you when when your mind goes bloosh and you experience the entire consciousness of the universe for the very first time without drugs.
Yeah.
There are some people that have only ever done it on ayahuasca, DMT, or psilocybin. But sober, when it happens to you, and they call that I had this an epiphany. This is not even that. This is bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's bigger than any epiphany you could ever have. And it literally blows your mind. You literally go,
the fibers of your beingness. If you guys want to join us at the last Sunday of every month from now till November, we do have a oneness intention circle. It is at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a free event for the year. All are welcome to join. There are a couple links to sign up and share. Leo, do you have anything else you'd like to add before?
No, because we're getting close on time, so we got to call it for this time. We'll have to do this again and continue. Just you let me know whenever you want to do that. We'll do this as often as you want.
Yeah, I feel like talking about living the law of squares, like we kind of touched on it today.
Right, we had to go with the basics, and I knew we were going to go more than an hour to do that.
Of course.
So we got to get the basics, and then we got to really kind of ring it out. So I think we should do, however many you want to do to get into that. Now that you guys have seen this, we'll tell you that next time. Okay, go back and watch this if you need to know how to get where we're at, because we're going to jump. And when Jacqueline jumps... He's going to pull you into 6D and pull me. And I already pull people up enough as it is.
We're way past that.
I'm telling you. So I wanted to get a whole bunch of information to you guys out there. Because when we get going on this subject, some of you are going to, if you tune in when we're jumped up here, you're going to be going, are these guys even speaking English? So if you think what we said today was high craziness, tune in the next time we do this, because it's going to be even crazier, because we're going to jump up in octave really high, and we're going to pull you with us, and we're going to be saying some stuff that's going to some of you are going to go, this is out of my comfort zone, I don't know where to go, and some of you are going to go, oh.
And that's okay if it's out of your comfort zone and you still
that's
feel
a good thing.
No gain.
You have to push through the hard points to get to the next level. So we try to pull people out of their comfort zone as far as we can pull them until they go, okay, I can't take it, and that's okay that happens, right?
So for me personally, I did not enjoy going out of my comfort zone. And then when I realized that the unknown is my comfort zone, it became so simple.
And that's the part we're talking about, where you have to surrender to that. Once you surrender to the ebb and flow of the universe itself, it's like opening sails on a sailboat and you have no wind, but then you surrender and go, okay, oh, the wind's going that way. Let's
adjust,
see what happens.
Sail.
And then all of a sudden the sails go, oof. And you go, whoa, we're moving.
I love that analogy. And it's so true, because you will intuitively, innately know the direction.
Yeah.
So hopefully next time we'll dive into like living in the law of squares.
I wanted to get the basics in for everybody.
Yes.
And then because some people are going to tune in just to see that high level stuff. But then there's some of you that are not. That's why in our books, you'll see that we do that. Jacqueline is writing stuff that's more, you have to read my book before you understand her book.
And also
some of you out there are going to read her book. And I do the Law of One, and I have people tune in and go, this is basic. And I'm like, for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. And
you
also
don't need this. Yeah.
And also to check out the teams, they've got a few book. Michelle just released book two, and then there's book one, and there's all sorts of good knowledge and experience that you guys can all use, and know that even if you don't resonate with it right now, we're planting the seeds for you to understand when that finally, that moment happens, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, so we're all equal? And it's like, yeah, sweetheart, no one is less than, we just want to guide you to who you are, and so you can embrace
a real hard concept for most people to get here, because this entire place is designed for you not to think that, to have
hierarchy.
This caste system of someone in charge and everybody's below that, and there's stations
equal.
And all the rich people are up here and all of us are down here. That is their design to keep us all here, and that's not, and this place is kind of that way to begin with, because you're supposed to learn to overcome that. And so when you do, it's almost foreign to you at first. It's kind of scary. And then all of a sudden, like I said, and like Jacqueline was saying, the sails get filled up with air, and you start moving real fast, and you go, oh, wow, this is what
I know. It's astonishing, eh? Well, thank you so much for joining, everyone. I do appreciate you all. Thanks again for saying yes, Leo. Woohoo! High five.
Always. We're going to be going forward, guys, in time.
Yes.
You're going to see this. If you guys see this and this is 5 years from now, you're going to laugh and go, they were not kidding. we're putting together and expanding our consciousness and a team that we're going to be putting together that is going to be bringing you this information and helping all of you guys to get what we're saying. And we're going to be doing that over and over all around the world. You will see us in your country in the years to come, because you will be able to come to us, because we're going to change the face of this entire planet, and we're going to do away with this false way of life that's not supposed to be happening here. And we're going to show everyone how simple it is to actually fix that and change that. And it all begins with you individually just changing yourself, and that changes the world
every time.
Yeah.
And it could be moment by moment, day by day, thought by thought, action by action. As long as you're willing to be the change will happen.
Mahatma Gandhi said that. Be the change you want to see in the world. Okay, yes. That was just one man who said that, but it was, look what he did. If you guys don't know who he is, look him up. He literally defeated the entire empire of the English Empire without firing a shot. And they all packed up and went home and freed India.
Yeah. Love it. Well, thanks so much, everyone. Bye. Thanks for joining us. See you later.